Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. I feel like I've been saying this so much, but I do want to encourage you, if you do not have a copy of my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our 800 number today so that we have tools in our hands when we walk through Lent. And Lent begins February 14th. So please take advantage. If you don't have a copy or if you want more, simply dial our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, and get a free copy of the booklet. And then I've also mentioned the CD that I have prepared, a CD that's entitled 40 Days Journey Encountering the Love of God. 40 Days Journey Encountering the Love of God. You can just simply go on our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and you can order a copy there. The cost of the CD is $10, and I think I don't mean to be proud about this, but I think I can say to you that it will be worth it, and it will be very helpful to you in walking this Lent as you have not walked Lent before. We read this morning from the first book of Kings, chapter 8, verses 1 to 7 and 9 to 13. The elders of Israel and all the leaders of the tribes, the princes in the ancestral houses of the children of Israel, came to King Solomon in Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Lord's Covenant from the city of David, which is Zion. All the people of Israel assembled before King Solomon during the festival in the month of Ethanim, that is the seventh month. And when all the elders of Israel had arrived, the priests took up the ark. They carried the ark of the Lord and the meeting tent with all the sacred vessels that were in the tent. The priests and the Levites carried them. And King Solomon and the entire community of Israel, present for the occasion, sacrificed before the ark sheep and oxen, too many to number or count. The priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place beneath the wings of the cherubim in the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies of the temple. The cherubim had their wings spread out over the place of the Ark, sheltering the Ark and its poles from above. There was nothing in the Ark but the two stone tablets which Moses had put there at Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel at their departure from the land of Egypt. Let me just stop there for one second to say this. You have the Ten Commandments. How do you venerate them? And I'm not speaking about ceremony. I'm speaking about how do you live them out? Are they treasures for you that you seek to live out and repent for when you fail? Do you honor the Lord's commands, the commands that he gave us that could lead us to a peace-filled life if we followed them? Are you? We'll come back to that during the next few weeks. When the priest left the holy place, the cloud filled the temple of the Lord so that the priest could no longer minister because of the cloud, since the Lord's glory had filled the temple of the Lord. God was honoring them and revealing himself to them by a cloud covering the entire place, a cloud of glory. Then Solomon said, "The Lord intends to dwell in the dark cloud. I have truly built you a princely house, a dwelling where you may abide forever." How do we honor his presence in the tabernacle? Really, how do we? We don't have to prostrate ourselves. That's not the point. The point is, what's going on in your mind and heart? Do you genuflect without thought? Or when you genuflect, do you say, "My Lord and my God," or something similar? Do you acknowledge his presence? I've seen people, and I'm not judging anybody on this. I know how this can happen. But I've seen people, while they're genuflecting, talking to somebody. So they're going through the motion, but they're not fulfilling what the motion is to indicate that I adore you. and I bow down before you. Do we? When the priests left the holy place, the cloud filled the temple of the Lord so that the priests could no longer minister because of the cloud, since the Lord's glory had filled the temple of the Lord. God's glory is present. What does your faith tell you? Your senses may not tell you. Nobody's trying to dupe you. Nobody's trying to get anything from you. You're being called on to deeper faith, greater faith. Stay tuned for more on that subject. Psalm 132, Lord, go up to the place of your rest. Advance, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your majesty. May your priest be clothed with justice. Let your faithful ones shout merrily for joy. For the sake of David, your servant, reject not the plea of your anointed. The times I've had the privilege of being in Jerusalem, and so often hearing the call to come to worship the Lord, to honor him, the Jews, are calls to worship. And it touches me deeply. May we hear the call. May we open up our hearts and minds to hear, in a certain sense, the Lord pleading with us to draw near to him so that he might bless us and that he might use us. Mark chapter 6, verses 53 to 56. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. How many times do you bring your wounds? How many times do you bring your disease, whatever that might be, to the Lord himself? How often do you come before him? Offer up the body that might be weak or suffering in some way and ask him, Lord, if it be your will, please heal me. Please restore me. Or does God not get that kind of attention because we don't really expect that he will? Brothers and sisters, the greater healing that God wants to give us is healing of our mind and healing of our souls. I know the physical is huge. I know that. But the healing of the mind and especially the healing of the soul is greater. So many people walk around in despair. So many people walk around with just no faith that there ever could be a God who loved them, that they have nowhere to turn to when life deals us some very difficult blows. They have nowhere to turn. You, by your faith, by your willingness to share your faith, not impose your faith, but share your faith when that's appropriate, by letting them see the example of your lives when things are difficult for you, how do you handle it? There's so many ways we can be signs of hope to people. That's what God wants to do. He wants to give us hope. He wants to bless us. He wants to heal us. Many times, even in this life, I've seen it. I know it's God's hand. I know it's not trickery. I know it's not magic. But so often what we say, what can happen to us is, I'm too much of a sinner. God didn't ever pay any attention to me. It's like we defeat ourselves rather than saying, Lord, I am a sinner and I repent for my sins. I ask for the grace to change. That's all it takes. And God draws you very near. He wants you to follow through in what you promise, but he draws you very near in that process. Don't doubt him. I know it's hard. And especially when life has dealt some pretty severe blows. It's hard. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. Whatever form those burdens and labor takes, bring them to him. Ask him for help. And frankly, the greatest help in my own life, the greatest help has been a sense of his presence. It doesn't mean I don't struggle. It doesn't mean that things aren't difficult. It doesn't mean any of that, but I know I'm not alone. I know I always have someone to turn to, me, someone that I can turn to. I always have that someone. Even if there's been betrayal, even if there's been loss of friendship, etc., etc., God never leaves us. He loves us. And over again, I keep hearing him say, and I've been saying it on this program, I keep hearing him say, come to me. It's a plea from the merciful, loving heart of God. It's a plea for us. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Just really want to encourage you, brothers and sisters. I want to encourage you to open your heart. Open your heart to his love. Because God wants you to grow in your faith. He wants your faith to become stronger, your hope deeper, and your love richer and wider than you've ever known. He wants to love through you. And even when we feel sinful, even when we feel like I'm a failure, like I've made mistakes, or my mistakes are too big, our mistakes are never too big for God. Never. Never. Whatever you've done that's seriously wrong, God's love is greater, and God will forgive if you come to him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. And what happens to us? We're in labor and heavily burdened, and we turn to all kinds of things to satisfy us, and they don't meet it, or they can't meet it. Because what we need is something supernatural. But we don't recognize that. We're just looking around for where. What part does God play? I don't even believe God plays any part. What person can I go to? How can this be resolved? And it's fine to look to people. But don't let that be your end. Don't let that be your goal. Turn to him first. Turn to him first. Turn to him in the middle. Turn to him at the end. Turn to him every day. And yes, if people come in your life who can help you, blessed be God, that's part of God's answer to you. He works through others. But he himself wants to care for you. God wants you to draw near to him, and I encourage you in every way that I know how, every way that I know how, that you can come to know him and to love him and to serve him, even while carrying crosses. The prayer after communion reads this: O God, who have willed that we be partakers in the one bread and the one chalice, grant us, we pray, so to live that made one in Christ, we may joyfully bear fruit for the salvation of the world through Christ our Lord. Amen. Make that prayer your own. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.